Capricorn Navamsha. One structure in discipline. Individuals with planets in Capricorn Navamsha are deeply connected to discipline, structure, and rules. Capricorn Navamsha is about building and constructing foundations, whether it be in careers, relationships, or personal development. These individuals thrive when they follow routines and procedures, and their success often comes after the age of 32, as they gradually see the fruits of their hard work. Capricorn Navamsha emphasizes patience and persistence, teaching individuals the value of long-term effort and responsibility. 2. Transformation and hard work. Capricorn Navamsha often brings significant changes to one's life, especially in areas of career and personal foundations. It is a sign of service and hard work, requiring individuals to dedicate themselves to the tasks at hand. There is a sense of being a servant to the planet's signification, with individuals needing to work diligently to fulfill their karmic responsibilities. Personal transformation often comes through hard-earned achievements and the restructuring of one's foundation. 3. Rules and procedures. Capricorn Navamsha is strongly linked to Saturn's influence, which emphasizes rules, regulations, and a disciplined approach to life. Individuals must learn to adhere to these rules and develop a strong sense of responsibility. The lessons of this Navamsha teach them how to handle delays, frustrations, and challenges in a systematic and orderly way. Through perseverance, they gradually master their circumstances and lay the groundwork for long-term stability. 4. Service to the planet. Individuals with planets in Capricorn Navamsha often feel like they are in service to the planet's significations. They are tasked with working diligently to improve the areas governed by the planet and learn to accept the challenges that come with it. Whether it's their career, relationships, or health, they must work as servants of these areas, improving and building on what they have. Atmakaraka placement in Capricorn Navamsha. 1. Sun as Atmakaraka. Individuals with the Sun as Atmakaraka in Capricorn Navamsha are called to leadership roles, but must be cautious of involving governmental or legal matters in their business dealings. They may face challenges related to authority figures and struggle with allowing others to share in their success. Sun in this placement emphasizes learning to lead with humility and not letting personal ambition overshadow ethical principles. Success comes through serving others and guiding them responsibly while avoiding legal entanglements. 2. Moon as Atmakaraka. The Moon as Atmakaraka in Capricorn Navamsha ties emotional fulfillment to hard work and structure. These individuals may struggle with emotional expression, often feeling restricted or dried up emotionally. They are drawn to provide emotional support to others, but may feel burdened by responsibilities. Their growth comes from learning to manage emotional challenges while maintaining discipline in their daily lives, particularly in areas related to land, food, and relationships. 3. Mars as Atmakaraka. Mars in Capricorn Navamsha emphasizes strength and the ability to build and serve through action. These individuals are tasked with controlling their anger and focusing their energy on constructive efforts. Mars gives them the physical endurance to handle challenges related to property, land, or family matters, but they must learn to balance self-interest with service. Mars encourages them to work diligently, often dealing with siblings or property-related responsibilities. 4. Mercury as Atmakaraka. Mercury in Capricorn Navamsha emphasizes learning and teaching, often related to children or younger people. These individuals are natural communicators and are driven to share their knowledge through writing, speaking, or advisory roles. They are called to use their skills to serve others, particularly in roles related to education, data, or human resources. Their success comes from their ability to follow disciplined methods in their communication and thought processes. 5. Jupiter as Atmakaraka, Jupiter in Capricorn. Navamsha brings a sense of duty related to morals, society, and religious structures. These individuals often find themselves thinking deeply about societal rules and how they impact the greater good. Jupiter encourages them to act in ways that benefit the masses, often through guiding others on matters of morality and ethics. They are natural teachers and mentors, driven by a sense of responsibility to help others navigate societal structures. 6. Venus as Atmakaraka, Venus in Capricorn. Navamsha emphasizes wealth, luxury, and relationships, but individuals may experience disappointments in relationships due to their rigid expectations. They are drawn to luxury but must learn to work hard for it. Relationships often come with challenges, particularly related to guidelines and rules they impose on their partners. Over time, they may become wealth consultants or relationship coaches, offering advice to a select few rather than the masses. 7. Saturn as Atmakaraka. Saturn in Capricorn, Navamsa brings a wealth of past life knowledge about rules, structures, and how to deal with people. These individuals are deeply connected to hard work, responsibility, and service. They often work with common people or juniors, guiding them through structured methods. Saturn teaches them patience and discipline, pushing them to build long-lasting foundations in their personal and professional lives. They are natural mentors, helping others navigate societal rules and regulations. 8. Rahu as Atmakaraka. Rahu in Capricorn Navamsa brings challenges related to restless energy and a need for constant change. These individuals often find themselves in messy or complicated situations, tasked with organizing chaos and bringing order. Rahu pushes them to work hard, often in unconventional or difficult environments, but they are called to bring structure and discipline to these areas. Success comes from their ability to manage difficult circumstances and leave behind a functioning system before moving on to the next challenge. Atmakaraka placement in Capricorn Navamsa. 1. Atmakaraka in the first house in Capricorn Navamsa. Individuals with this placement are driven by a sense of duty and responsibility in all areas of life. They are naturally inclined to leadership roles, but their growth comes from learning patience and discipline. Life often presents them with challenges that test their endurance, and success comes through consistent hard work and long-term planning. These individuals are focused on building a strong foundation for themselves and often take on significant responsibilities at an early age. 2. Atmakaraka in the second house in Capricorn Navamsa. Wealth, speech, and family dynamics are areas where individuals experience the need for discipline and structure. They may face financial ups and downs that teach them the importance of saving, budgeting, and long-term financial planning. Their family relationships often involve a sense of duty, and they may take on responsibilities to support their family members. Communication is practical and measured, and they find security through their careful approach to managing resources and relationships. 3. Atmakaraka in the third house in Capricorn Navamsa. Communication, learning, and relationships with siblings or close contacts are key areas of focus for these individuals. They are often tasked with taking on a leadership or mentor role within their immediate social circle. Challenges may arise in their early years, particularly around self-expression, but these experiences push them to develop clear, concise communication skills. Success comes when they apply discipline and persistence in sharing their ideas and maintaining strong relationships with those close to them. 4. Atmakaraka in the fourth house in Capricorn Navamsa. Home life and emotional security are deeply important to these individuals, but they often face challenges related to creating a stable and structured home environment. Family responsibilities may weigh heavily on them, pushing them to manage their emotional well-being while meeting the needs of those around them. Their growth comes from learning how to balance emotional nurturing with practical concerns. Over time, they create a home life that is both emotionally supportive and well-structured. 5. Atmakaraka in the fifth house in Capricorn Navamsa. Creativity, children, and intellectual pursuits are areas of significant responsibility for these individuals. They may feel the weight of responsibility in their creative projects or their relationships with children. Success comes from learning to approach these areas with discipline and persistence, often focusing on long-term projects that require careful planning. Their intellectual pursuits are structured and often related to practical matters, but they also learn to bring creativity into their work in a way that builds a lasting legacy. 6. Atmakaraka in the sixth house in Capricorn Navamsa. Service, health, and work-related responsibilities are areas where individuals must apply discipline and structure. They may face challenges related to health or work that push them to focus on long-term solutions. Their growth comes from learning to take care of their health through structured routines, and from approaching their work with patience and diligence. They often rise to leadership roles within their workplace due to their consistent effort and ability to handle difficult situations with grace. 7. Atmakaraka in the 7th house in Capricorn Navamsha. Partnerships and relationships are areas where these individuals experience a strong sense of duty and responsibility. They may take on leadership roles within their relationships, guiding their partners with a practical and disciplined approach. Challenges may arise when they feel burdened by the responsibilities of partnership, but their growth comes from learning to balance their needs with those of their partner. Success in relationships is found when they create stability and security through mutual support and shared responsibilities. 8. Atmakaraka in the 8th house in Capricorn Navamsha, transformation, deep emotional connections, and shared resources are central themes for individuals with this placement. They are drawn to explore the deeper aspects of life through structured study or introspection. Financial challenges or shared resources may push them to develop a practical approach to managing joint finances or dealing with family legacies. Their growth comes from learning to navigate emotional or financial transformations with patience and a sense of responsibility. Now 9. Atmakaraka in the 9th house in Capricorn Navamsha. Higher learning, travel, and philosophical pursuits are areas where these individuals apply discipline and structure. They are often drawn to careers or paths that involve teaching, mentoring, or guiding others through structured systems of belief. Their growth comes from learning to balance their desire for knowledge with the practical realities of life. Success comes through disciplined study and the ability to teach or mentor others in a way that creates lasting impact. 10. Atmakaraka in the 10th house in Capricorn Navamsha. Career and public recognition are key areas of focus for individuals with this placement. They are driven to achieve success in their professional lives, often rising to leadership positions through their hard work and dedication. Challenges related to authority or career setbacks may push them to refine their approach, but they learn that persistence and discipline lead to long-term success. They are often recognized for their ability to build lasting institutions or systems within their field. 11. Atmakaraka in the 11th house in Capricorn Navamsha. Social networks, friendships, and community involvement are areas where these individuals apply a structured and disciplined approach. They may take on leadership roles within their social circles, guiding others with practical wisdom. Challenges may arise from balancing personal ambitions with the needs of their community, but their growth comes from learning to integrate their personal goals with a sense of responsibility toward the greater good. They are often seen as pillars of their community, contributing to long-term stability and growth. 12. Atmakaraka in the 12th house in Capricorn Navamsha. Solitude, introspection, and spiritual growth are key areas of focus for individuals with this placement. They are often drawn to retreat or meditation, seeking structured spiritual practices that bring them inner peace and stability. Challenges related to isolation or the need for solitude may push them to find balance between their inner and outer worlds. Their growth comes from learning to serve others through quiet, behind-the-scenes work that creates lasting impact without needing public recognition.